X. Mobile. The deer coming across the road here now. Down there. Walking. They know where they're supposed to walk and cross. They don't hit me or I don't hit them. They can cross where they want to. Truck now. Yes, sir. Just pulling out on the pavement.
You must have a place somewhere you leave your big one, right?
One of my customers' houses. And he's got he moved his shop there, too, so it's all in one location now. But so that's where I park it.
Pretty good. You got somewhere you can do that.
My wear and tear on the truck. The first while I was driving this truck back up and down, back and forth up and down the mountain, and even the last one, it put the miles on quick.
Down. There's pretty good hills up there, climb. You got to climb. Down.
That's why I always get one with the bigger motor in it. So it's not working so hard to go up and down the mountains because that just kills it. And then I use the exhaust brake and trans brake and all that stuff to come down the mountain.
I did. You know, the times we went back and forth up there, up wasn't a problem, but coming down, I was using the paddle shift for the brake instead of doing the brakes. And you see in front of you everybody riding their brake, the taillights on, just riding their brakes.
You hit the mountain going way too fast to start with.
I had to use my brakes when somebody just slowed down way too much, you know, going down.
Morning like this, it's not a good idea.
Last night I saw this stuff, it was off of us. I said, well, that's the end of it. It'll be clear tomorrow, which is now, and then woke up to this.
The weather app on my phone was showing, and I know I've heard everybody else talking about there's a chance of snow, but I ain't seen it over on mine yet.
What's your temperatures there, up there where you were?
59 at the house this morning.
Where's it come from?
Yesterday I kept hearing there's a chance of snow up in western North Carolina somewhere, but I ain't seeing it.
It comes through tonight or something, or maybe it's going to drop off pretty quick. I don't know.
Weather this morning for y'all got on the radio with me. They're saying it's supposed to move out of here today and get real windy and cool way down for in the morning. It's supposed to be down here, it's supposed to be in the mid to upper 30s in the morning.
There's usually something follows it that we don't like most of the time. Yeah, I was wanting to fly my little airplane a little bit, and you don't want to do that in the rain. It's just a little bitty one, but even so, it's electric, you know.
Electricity generally don't mix real well.
I said in the instructions to keep away from water. The antennas, they tell you don't put one up near a power line.
Well, pretty much anywhere you go anymore, there's a power line.
If you have any here in this community, everything's underground. And at the beach, everything's underground. Well, where we are anyway.
Up around the house is underground, or above ground, sorry.
I'm going to put it underground. What do you think?
I think it's going to really matter, because the way the ground was tore up, it wouldn't have made no difference.
If it was underground, it still got it.
Because it ripped the fiber optic cables, all that stuff out of the ground in this hurricane, so that's what caused all the communication problems. They were relying on that fiber optic, and it let them down.
What happened here with Spectrum? Because, you know, we were out over a month.
What happened there?
nobody was going to own up to that one. It must have been. Well, we got some damage here. Anything like what you guys got up that way, but we thought we had damage till we saw what happened there. But we did have some. I mean, it was trees down and stuff. I know it took over a month, and I know we've got some fiber optic something or other here, and it may have got a hold of that, maybe, and what it was. I went ahead and got I got tired of waiting. I bought the little gateway. It's Verizon, and it's internet. But it's only like $40 a month, and it works great.
I use a Verizon hotspot on the tool truck, which is basically the same thing. So there's a few places it doesn't work real well, but for the vast majority of stuff, I'd say 95% plus, it works just fine.
Good. It's the Wi-Fi, it's just a little box. All you do is plug it in, and it's got the password and all on it. We did that, and everything went to working. So now it wouldn't come down here to the building because it's all metal, you know. So I ran a cord to it, and then I had it down here too. And then finally, when the Spectrum got up and running, I just brought the little gateway down here, and I just use it here. And if our Spectrum goes out, I'll just plug it in down here, and it'll hook up to Spectrum. It'll run the TV and stuff upstairs. So if one quits, I got the other one.
Well, I've got a little Verizon hotspot that I'll leave in the tool truck, and in my phone, I can also turn it into a hotspot. So I have options.
All this thing is, it's just a plug-in hotspot.
Sounds like.
And you can wire it too. I can wire it to the TV, but it'll still do the tablet and stuff wireless, you know.
Basically the same thing as I got. It's just a home version that uses 110 instead of having to run off a battery or a 12-volt charger.
So what prompted me to do it was, you know, we've got the internet, you know, and when it quit, we started using the phones, and I looked at that, and it gave a data warning. I said, we were only good for 5 gigs, so I said, well, I need to go get unlimited. So I went to Verizon to get unlimited on the phone, which I did. While I was there, I got that. It was $2 a month more to go to unlimited from what we had, and we just never used it before. And then they were showing me this thing, and you could try it free for a month. So we did, and I took it home and hooked up, and everything was. I just kept it.
If it works for you, then that's what you need to do. Nothing wrong with having a backup system if you can afford to.
I mean, what we did, we went ahead and got rid of the boxes because we weren't using them anyway, and we actually wound up, by the time we dumped the boxes, you know, had record boxes and whatever, stuff like that. We turned those in, and we came out over $100 cheaper with this gateway.
Hurricane forced you to save some money.
We got more for less because we weren't, you know, we had the HBOs and all that, but we didn't watch them. There was only one show that Vicky watched on the box. And I didn't even use it. We got that fire stick thing, you call it, whatever. But and it works great. But I didn't even use the boxes down here, so I turned those in. And Vicky only had one show she watched, so we didn't miss anything. So the boxes, hey, man, they charge you a month for those boxes. We had 5 boxes, 5 or 6 boxes. It had, you know, upstairs in the bedroom and downstairs the bedroom and then down here in the shop. And you figure all those boxes, that added up. I didn't realize it because we added them just a little at a time as, you know, the kids wanted them, whatever, you know.
That's the way most people get a little here, a little there, and then all of a sudden it's a whole lot here.
$200 and something a month. Here to like 280 or something like that for, and now we're 67.
A lot of money you saved. But dude, I have arrived here at my first stop, so I'm gonna jump out of here and get things going for this soggy Wednesday.
All right, there. Have a good time. Make you some money. We'll catch you next time. Toodles in 4AZ.
Good to talk to you. Tell Miss Vicky we say hello. KO4HGX, clear.
TIW4FCM.